Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:40 British Summer Time. Today is July 6th. Well, what we're seeing today is a continuation of the trends that were developing or in motion last week. And that is very much along the lines that we're seeing increased risk being priced into this market, that supply and demand have come back into balance over the last month. And that supply is gradually getting the upper hand. The risks remain very much skewed towards a larger reaction than we've seen in the last 3 months. And the vast majority of stock markets have a lower high below those June 3rd highs. You'll remember that on June 3rd, we commented that it was something of an old change, and the majority of markets have been unable to push above those highs, and indeed a number now have posted lower highs and are pushing the lower side of their ranges. We also notice that a large number of these markets had rallied up to the upper side of their ranges and had encountered resistance in the area of big round numbers. For example, you have 10,000 for the Nikkei or for the IBEX in Spain, also at 10,000. For the FTSE, it was closer to 4,500 or the DAX near 5,000. And for the Dow Jones, for example, the 10,000 level is a psychological barrier, as is 1,000 for the S&P, although neither of those got very close to those particular levels. So we're looking at a riskier environment for the majority of stock markets. The clear exception remains China, and China is quite clearly accelerating at this point. So it is certainly not the time to become increasingly bullish of the Chinese market as it continues to push upwards and was up another 1% in here today, whereas the rest of the majority of other stock markets were down in the region of 1%, and Wall Street is closing out the day more or less flat for the Dow and reasonably flat for the S&P. The Nasdaq is down almost 1%. But certainly not anything countermanding those downward dynamics that we saw on Friday. And we continue to see that it isn't just stock markets which are relatively weak. The commodity complex has also sustained some rather serious selling pressure over the last couple of weeks, and to an extent that continued here today. For example, we see that oil is down almost $3 and pressuring the lower side of this little range here, and depending on where this were to close out, the likelihood is that we're going to see the oil price pull back somewhat further. Platinum was down $44 today, so encountering resistance around the 1200 level, another round number, and was down, closed out the day around 1150. So we continue to see that there is some continued selling pressure here. The grain complex has been hit rather hard in the last couple of weeks and was somewhat lower in here today. The soybeans were down 43 and corn down 13 and a quarter today. The soybean contract is at 1200 even at the close of trading. Silver was a bit of a bright spot. It was well off its lows, closing out the day at 1322 and a half, up off its low, which was just below $13. But we continue to see that the risks remain skewed towards this corrective phase. We've had a remarkably good rally from March all the way through to the beginning of June, 3 solid months, a number of equity markets in particular, some of them were up 14 consecutive weeks. And we are now seeing that very strong rally is rolling over. We are in a much more risky environment. The type of ranging activity that we have at the moment makes it more difficult to make money because you have this whipsaw activity, which obviously needs to be factored into position size if one is trading in this environment. The government bond sector was also quite steady here today, well, relatively unchanged, in fact. We have seen that Treasury prices have rallied rather well over the last couple of weeks, really moving in the opposite direction to stock markets. And of course, they had been remarkably over, well, they'd been quite overextended to the downside in terms of price. And we'd seen that those yields had really surged over the last month. And now we're seeing that trend beginning to reverse. So when we did talk about the oil change back at the beginning of June, we are seeing that both in terms of those markets which were strongest, but also those that were weakest, are now returning to relative strength. The yen, for example, is testing the lower side of its range against the dollar, or the dollar is testing the lower side of its range against the yen. The yen is getting stronger, and not only against the dollar, but against a number of other currencies. So we're seeing that some of those instruments that were viewed as safe havens during the worst of the crisis, and which had been left behind by investors as they moved into performing assets over the last 4 months, are now beginning to attract some attention as this very consistent rally begins to roll over into a more ranging volatile phase. And the need for care and attention is very much to the fore. Getting back to stock markets, we see that there is the world of difference between the US and Europe and the emerging world. Because in terms of the technical activity, the bullish case has not been confirmed for the USA for the vast majority of Europe. We haven't seen those bases completed, and with the outstanding risk that we're going to see a further pullback in consolidation, there is the strong likelihood that we're going to have base extension for a number of those lagging markets. On the other hand, we look at the fuller money themes, which we would categorize as emerging Asia or commodity producing Latin America, the big population centers of the world, and our favorite markets are China and India in Asia, and the commodity markets. Well, for a large number of emerging stock markets, they have completed their bases. They have sustained really impressive rallies over the last 4 months, and while they are overextended right now, and while there is the likelihood that they could pull back and move into a corrective phase, there is the world of difference between that type of activity and this activity that we've seen in the lagging markets, because any pullback in those leading markets is likely to be a buying opportunity. And for those lagging markets, they are going to most likely underperform over the medium to longer term. And if one is involved in those markets, then one would be focusing on the companies that make the bulk of their profits from the leading markets, from the emerging world, or which have the greatest focus on international activity. Because the domestic economies in the OECD remain under severe pressure, and the economic activity out there is really quite grim. And one could easily make can easily make the deflation versus inflation arguments, because we're likely to see both inflation and deflation at the same time, but in different sectors. And where we are most likely to see inflation in the short, medium, and probably the longer term is in commodity prices. So while they are pulling back right now and we are in a corrective phase, there is the strong likelihood that it is going to be in the commodity markets themselves, or in commodity producing countries and in high growth countries, where we're going to see the best performance, and the particularly from the commodity sector, the return of where inflation is likely to seed or is going to become most evident. Deflation is, we're not going to see inflation in wages in the OECD countries. We're not going to see it in house prices. So we remain in a difficult economic environment, which is likely to be getting better, but from a very, very low base. And that recovery is going to take time, whereas the type of leverage that we saw in the banking sectors, the financial sectors right across the OECD is not mirrored in a number of these emerging markets, and for those, they have significant room to appreciate over the coming years. But for the moment, there is the strong risk that we are going to see a pullback and consolidation of this impressive advance between March and June. And for those leading markets, it's likely to be a buying opportunity. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.